Straight Talk on WRHI FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. You can find out more about them online at piedmontmedicalcenter.com. Always enjoy having somebody in front of the microphones who I've never met before. About 5 minutes ago I met him. His name is John Volstad. John is, I'm going to let John tell us about himself, but his claim to fame as an actor is he was on the old Newhart show many, many, many years ago. He was one of the Darryls.
Other brother Darryl.
Crazy. All right, so John, tell us a little bit about you first.
Okay, well, I kind of grew up, I was born in Oslo, Norway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, came to the States when I was a baby with my mom. We came over on the QE1.
Whoa.
The first one, really cool, yeah. So came into Ellis Island. That was really neat.
Yeah. And immigrated legally.
Exactly.
Whoa, what a novel idea.
I was on a list.
Thank you very much.
On a list. Yes. As I came in screaming into America. Not really. And so we lived in New York for a while. Then my mom's brother was living in Minnesota, so we moved to Minnesota.
Okay.
And lived there until like about... until I was about 10 or so, 11. And then we moved to Texas. My mom got a job in Texas.
Yeah.
And we were gradually making our way to California because she knew I wanted to act. Because when I was a little kid, I would stand in front of our curtains in front of the window.
Yeah.
And I'd be singing like Ricky Nelson or Sinatra songs.
And how did they sound? Did they sound any good?
Yeah, and not bad since I was lip syncing.
Okay.
So I was, yeah. And... so then when we got to Texas, I worked at a teenage workshop during the summer for drama at the musical, Casa Mañana Musical Theater in Fort Worth. And so I started, that's where I kind of started acting, and I built sets and stuff like that when I was 13. And then one of the productions they did was Music Man. And there's the band, the boys band that Harold Hill presents. And I was one of the kids in the band playing the Glockenspiel. We did Minuet and G, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. So that was my first acting role.
And so how old were you about at this time, do you think?
13.
13 years of age.
Yes, sir. All right. Then we eventually made it to California, to Los Angeles.
So how did you get out there?
My mom had gotten another job at a hospital, working as a hospital administrator in housekeeping.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she moved you lock, stock, and barrel out to California.
Yes, we did, to Los Angeles.
She was determined to give her young boy an opportunity.
Exactly.
All right.
She was, and she was great.
Yeah, she was a special lady. I got
she
that.
Was.
Special.
Yeah.
So you get out there, and, you know, breaking into the film business, even today, it's tough.
Oh, yeah, it's hard, yeah.
It's very tough. So how did you get started? What did you do?
Well, I was in drama through high school and junior high.
Right.
And then I went away to London and studied acting at Robert Douglas Academy of Dramatic Arts in London for about 3 years.
So you get moved to California and then you go to school in London?
Yeah. Because I had a yearning to be Richard Burton.
Ah.
Except not as many wives. But otherwise, I was set to be. Yeah, Billy.
So you go to London.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And then I was there for about 3 years. And
you're studying acting?
Studying acting, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And also working at a few different theaters as a stagehand and selling ice cream and stuff like that.
And so your mom's really still cool. In California?
And mom's still in California.
So you're over there all by yourself?
I'm over there by myself. But we had a connection there with some friends. My mom had been an au pair just after the war in London.
What is au pair?
Like a maid.
Okay.
Like a maid and friends, and she made friends over there. So I was like, I knew somebody when I went there.
I got it. Well, yeah. So, yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
I had some support.
Yep.
And then I auditioned at a bunch of different schools and finally got into The first one I went to was just like a little sideline school.
Yeah.
Called Mount View Theater School.
All right.
But I was actually aiming for a larger school, like Webber Douglas Academy of Dramatic Arts.
All right, so you go to school over there for 3 years.
Yeah, right.
Then what, you come back to California?
I come back to California, yeah.
And then what? What
and
do
then,
you do then?
I worked at the Music Center downtown at the, in theater.
All right.
And the first show I did was Henry IV, Part 2. Yeah, Part 2. Yeah, Part 2. With and I was the tavern drawer, Francis the tavern drawer. And Victor Buono was in that, and Bill Devane, and Christopher Tabori, with Penny Fuller as well.
So you're basically doing anything you can to get your foot in the door.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, right.
And so you did these bit parts for how long?
For about 10 years.
10 years.
Yeah, right.
All right. Are we getting close to Newhart now?
We're getting close to Newhart now, yeah. So what happened was now it's like 1979, and I was in a film called 1941 by Steven Spielberg.
Oh, really?
And then I auditioned for Newhart, and the theater casting guy, Gene Blythe, knew my work from the theater, and so he brought me in for Newhart. And so I came in for Newhart.
So explain to people how this works.
Okay.
All of a sudden, somebody's going to do a TV show. It's going to be called Newhart.
Right.
All right. And what do they do? Put a casting call out to anybody who's interested?
They do. Well, to all the agents.
All the agents.
What they do is they have a description, a casting call.
Okay.
And they describe what the characters are. So they have, you know, three wacky brothers. Cast Larry, who speaks for us.
Right.
And then myself, and then Tony Papenfuss, who was my brother, and William Sanderson, who was Larry.
All right, so you had an agent.
Yes, I did.
Who was representing.
Agent and manager.
And a manager. All right.
Right.
And if you didn't have an agent or a manager, you wouldn't have gotten anywhere.
Probably not. Yeah.
So you go ahead and you audition for Newhart.
I do.
And the part you're going to play, the part that they selected you for was what?
Other brother Daryl, the third brother of the trio.
Okay.
But we originally had, they had us read like one line of Larry's and stuff. But the casting director knew that Tony and I could both be present on stage without, you know.
So did you get the job immediately, or did you have to come back several times?
No, I pretty much got it right away. Pretty much, yeah, like a few days later I found out.
Wow.
Same thing with Tony, yeah. Because they just wanted to see how we reacted with them and
So how long a run was this?
8 years.
8 years?
8 years, 82 to 90.
So you got to know Bob Newhart.
Yes, indeed.
Ah, how about
indeed,
that?
Yeah, yeah. And a lot of other guys, too. Yeah.
So...
And they were my brothers. Through we developed a chemistry, you know.
Well, I bet you did.
We had to have that chemistry, and that happened like right away when we met.
So from the time that you were selected
to
be Daryl...
Right. Other brother Daryl.
I got to keep all these straight. Other brother Daryl.
Yeah, right.
From the time you were selected for that role until the time that the first show went on air.
Yes.
Was how long?
Let's see, what was it? We started shooting like in August of 82, and we were on the air by October of 82.
And by that time you had shot how many programs, do you think?
We shot one a week.
One a week.
And there were two episodes. We were in the second episode, Mrs. Newton's Body. And what they called us in, because they just had a general description. And Barry Kemp, who created our characters, thought it would be kind of cool to have three brothers with the same name. Two brothers with the same name, Daryl and Daryl. So
you're Daryl, the other brother.
I am. Yeah. And so...
You stayed with the Newhart cast for 8 years.
8 years, yes, sir. We did 85 episodes out of 150.
That's how many you were in.
That's correct.
85 out of 150.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they had writers to write what you
they
were
did.
Going
they
to
had a, yeah. They, like all the sitcoms have like a core of writers that write. Like you got your producer and then you got your executive producers, and they all are writers as well, writers. We call them comedy.
Now, when you started reading the scripts,
yes,
did you ever get a script that you thought was not too funny and you would go back to the writer and say, hey...
I never did.
Never did? No.
Because we came in and Tony and I didn't really have to read. We just had to react.
Right.
You know, which is important too. because it has to look real.
Right.
So we would sit and everybody thought that was cool that we were there and still with the read through, you know. And we'd react to their lines as they read and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you would do one episode a week?
Yes, sir. Yes, correct.
Wow. And you were an 85 out of 150?
Yes, sir.
So tell me about Newhart. What kind of guy was
great
he?
Great guy. Great family guy. Lovely wife, Ginny Newhart. Sadly, she passed away recently.
Right.
And Bob is going to be 95 in January.
And he lives in California?
He lives in California, yes, sir, yeah. Okay. And he's got four kids, great kids, and they all live in California as well.
So did Newhart, engage with the other members of the cast?
Yes,
outside
absolutely.
Did you go out to dinner together? Did you go have a drink together?
Well, we didn't all go out together. He would have events at his house.
Right.
Like the screening of every, whenever the new season started.
Right.
He would have us over at his house and have a little party and stuff like that. And we'd watch the first episode.
Yeah. And did anybody, I'm sure as you're watching it, say, oh, did I do that? Ooh, I shouldn't have done that. No?
No.
No?
No, no, no. That's why we do the rehearsals. We rehearsed all week. We did the staging, you know, setting up the stage. And then on Friday, we would do two shows. We'd do a rehearsal and a performance in the afternoon, and then a show in the evening as well. And we'd bring on in audiences for both. So then you can kind of pick and choose, you know, scenes, whatever worked out best.
So Newhart, and I'm struggling to remember some how many characters were on Newhart, but there were...
Newhart. Mary Fran, uh-huh. who played his wife.
Right.
There was Julia Duffy, who played the maid.
Okay.
And there was another girl who did the maid earlier, and then she left. And then there was Peter Scolari, who played Michael, and Julia and Michael were like the couple on the show,
okay.
The young couple. And then there was Tom Poston, who was the handyman, George. And then there were the wacky townspeople, who were all great super character actors.
So you might have 8 or 10 people involved in each episode.
Correct. Well, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
How many others were there producing this thing?
Producing and
people
doing
cameras, and sound and all editing and all that kind of stuff.
I'd say probably a good number, 60 or so.
Well, I'll bet there were.
Yeah, yeah. I never counted them. We had the craft services, you know.
And what studio were you affiliated with?
It was CBS MTM. It was Mary Tyler Moore Studio.
Okay.
Yeah. It was her studio. Yeah.
So yeah. a normal week for you would be what?
We come in on a Monday. Right. They do the read-through for about a couple hours. Then they let us go. Then we come back on Tuesday and do the start doing the setup and the directing us and camera locations and stuff. There was three camera.
Yeah.
And then finally we moved to from video to film.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the week was
rehearsals
and getting ready for the shoot on Friday.
Right, correct.
And that show would have aired the next week?
No, there was a shot, about a month later.
About a month later.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So, we shot that, in August or so, and then it would show up in October. So, it was actually a couple months.
So, let me go back to Newhart. Was Newhart... a good guy, a guy you want to go have a beer with? Or was he kind of had his nose up in the air? I mean,
not at all. No, he was just a normal, straightforward guy.
Boy, he was funny.
He was very funny. And he would always open, every time we performed, he would do one of his stand-up routines for the audience.
So, you had a live audience?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, we brought in, two audiences on Fridays. So we get audience reaction. We didn't do the laugh track.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Yeah, right.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right in front of a live audience.
Yeah.
So whatever happens, happens.
That's right, yeah.
If the joke
we would always go back and do. That's why I shot it twice on the Friday.
Yeah.
So we get the best of both. But we'd do some reshoots as well.
Okay. So you would record an episode a couple of times.
Right.
And the producers would figure out which one was the best.
Yeah, they'd go to editing and
Or they might edit a piece from the first show and put it in the second show.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Clever.
Like a puzzle.
Yeah. And you didn't have the technology then that we have today.
That's true.
You didn't have digital.
No.
So, those guys were good.
Yeah. They were very good, yeah.
The old days.
We went to a went to editing a couple times to watch them edit, and it was really cool.
It's
tough.
Back
it's
in
like
the
a piece of puzzle.
Oh yeah, I mean, it's back in the days of before digital, it was, you know, slice and put together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You can't go to your iPhone and.
That's exactly right. Okay, well, we're going to take our mid-program break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about how the heck you got to Rock Hill, South Carolina.
As we
continue our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union, relaxing with Founders, and by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Okay, John, what we do here at Substation 2 is fresh subs and salads, and we do it 6 days a week between 10 a.m. and 9 p.m. The way we do it is in the white letters, and we're going to chime out together for everybody to hear who's not been here, even people who come here every day. All right? At the count of three, let's tell everybody how we do it. One, two, three.
Slice, garden.
Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
Spring is here, and so is the annual Come See Me Festival. This is Charlie Ruffalo. Remember, whatever your Come See Me plans, Substation 2 subs are perfect for picnic lunches at Glencairn and tailgating at the Winthrop Farm. Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Order online at mysubstationii.com.
Emergency care close to home. The team at Piedmont Medical Center has the advanced training to handle your medical emergencies. And we're making it easier for you to access care every day. For non-life-threatening problems, online ER check-in is available at all our emergency room locations, meaning less waiting room time, more peace of mind. Simply visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com, pick a time you want to be seen, and then wait at home while we hold your place. For life-threatening emergencies, call 911. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Stream TV from Comporium is more than just TV. It's accessing all your favorite shows and movies from here, in there, up there somewhere, here too. We won't tell. It's restarting shows mid-show. It's TV that learns the difference between what you like and what you love. It's what you want, when you want it, where you want it. So yeah, we're more than your internet company. We're your smart TV, just got a whole lot smarter company.
Last year was a big year for Founders Federal Credit Union and our amazing members. A total of $30 million was given back to qualifying members in the form of loyalty bonus dividends, proving once again that it pays to be a Founders member. Founders is also committed to pouring time and resources into the local communities we serve. If you aren't a member yet, what are you waiting for? Join Founders today. Visit foundersfcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Membership qualification required.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
Love the bread. Number 19's the best.
Fresh, delicious bread.
It's fresh.
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop, a very interesting personality, John Volstad. He is, we're going to find out how he got here to Rock Hill. But he actually was Daryl, the other brother, on the Newhart Show. Back in the late 70s, early 80s, right?
80s, 82 to 90.
82 to 90, pardon me.
Right.
And Newhart, for those who don't know Newhart, he was just absolutely one of the funniest guys in the world.
Yeah.
He was just as bland as he could be, and he just
Number one on the album charts for years, you know, with his button-down mind albums.
He's 95 years old now, not doing
in
any more.
Yeah.
He's not still performing, is he?
Yes, he is once in a while.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does he ever call to get the old cast back together?
Not in a while, no. But like, I'll call them and ask how Bob's doing and see what. I'll call and check in with everybody.
Yeah.
Especially with my brothers because we were all so close. And so I talked to them often because we felt like brothers.
All right, so the show ran from 82 to 90.
Yes, sir, yeah.
And what happened to you after 1990?
after 1990, I did a couple other things. I did a film called Leprechaun, a horror movie, where Jennifer Aniston's first film. And I had my kneecap bitten off and pogo stick to death.
Oh, that must have been fun.
That was great fun, yeah. So they had to build like a torso for me, and so they could plunge the.
This is what you do to pay the bills if you're in acting, right?
Exactly. You got to do other stuff in between. I did a couple episodes of Home Improvement.
Oh yeah, really?
And where I played Janitor Bob at the hospital.
Okay.
And then I also did a Delta Burke had a series for a short time called Delta. And I did a couple episodes of that, but that never made it to air. So. And then other things, Leprechaun, the movie 1941, and a few other things.
That's
and then
Spielberg.
Locally, yeah. And then we decided to leave L.A. because work was slow.
Right.
And
so when did you leave L.A.?
Left L.A. in like 2011 because I was touring the States in a musical called with my other brother Daryl, Tony Papapoose. And called Deer Camp, the musical. And we toured like for a couple of years, Deer Camp, the musical.
Did you sing it?
Yes. And Gene Jurek was the writer, and it was about these guys who would go hunting every year, and but they would never get a deer. They'd just go up and have a beer and sit down back and, you know, talk and chat up and, you know, just have a great time. And the wives finally gave him an ultimatum saying, either you come back with a deer this time or you can never go hunting again. So we did that for a couple of years, and we do end up getting a deer finally.
Good.
Yeah, but we hit it with beer cans.
Beer cans.
And so, yeah. And did that for a couple of years. That led me to High Point, North Carolina. A friend of mine was working at NASCAR as the historian.
Okay.
And stuff, and I was looking for something else to do, so I went to work at NASCAR.
All right.
And that's where I've been for the last 10 years. Also making short films with friends.
So do you still work at NASCAR?
Yeah.
We're up here, up in Charlotte?
Yeah.
And what do you do with NASCAR?
Well, greet people. There's a whole core of us, all really great guys, and guys and women. And we greet people, and they come in. We show them how to use the Pit Crew Challenge.
Is this the Hall of Fame you're talking about?
Yeah, Hall of Fame, yeah.
I'll be doggone.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know Winston Kelly, then, don't you?
I do, indeed.
Yeah. Well, Winston's an old friend of the radio station. We've had him on here for years. He's big,
that's great.
Big pals
with
my partner.
Cool. Yeah. So that's what I've been doing for like the last 10 years in between little acting gigs and stuff like that.
So how did you get to Rock Hill, South Carolina?
My friend Buzz McKim, who was
historian. Who I've interviewed.
I figured you might have.
I have. Historian.
Buzz was a historian, yeah. So I knew Buzz for like 30 years. I met him back in the 80s when he was in Daytona because his mom worked for the American Heart Association. And went there to do some charity stuff for Ron Rice and for the beauty pageants and stuff like that. And his mom kind of became my East Coast mom. And that was Alma McKim and stuff. So I was looking for something to do.
And so you got a job at
NASCAR. Yeah.
And if you haven't been to the Hall of Fame, that's really something to see.
It's quite
something.
Great. People from around the world come there.
Oh, I bet they do.
A lot of really great people.
I bet they do.
Everybody works there.
So when you took that job, you decided you were going to live here in Rock Hill?
Yes, correct, yeah. Buzz was living here at the time, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and he's moved back to Daytona now.
Okay.
And
The way we got together is through a third party who happens to be sitting right over here.
Yes.
The legendary Billy Jackson.
Exactly, legendary Billy Jackson.
Jackson's Furniture Company.
Yeah.
Those of us who've lived here long enough. And Billy does part-time work out at the convenience centers.
Yeah.
And you were out there dropping some stuff off at the convenience center?
Yeah.
And you got talking to him?
We got talking to him, yeah. Yeah.
Who did most of the talking?
Huh?
Who did most of the talking? You or Billy?
Probably both of us. I think it was both of us. Because he said, somebody who likes to talk should go on your show.
Oh. He was wearing.
I was, yeah.
You were wearing a Halloween mask at the convenience.
I forgot what it was.
Of yourself.
Oh, that's right, I was. There.
A Halloween mask of yourself.
Okay, good. Yes.
You're lucky they didn't call somebody to commit you.
I know, seriously. Well, no, I was committed for a short time. Just for a series, though.
So you've lived now in Rock Hill for how long?
Wow. 2013.
So 11 years.
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Well, you've probably seen a lot of changes in 11 years. If you haven't, you should have lived here a little bit longer because it really has changed.
Yeah. From what I gather. Yeah.
So I'm
here with my family. And so,
You got your family here as well?
Yeah, my son here went to York Tech.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good for him.
And he's really an accomplished artist and voiceover person.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Well, you should have gotten him on here as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anyway. So now you're working at the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Being nice and greeting people and saying, this is where you have to go here, and you go over here for this, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Are you doing any more acting or trying to do any more acting?
If it comes along, yeah. Like, I'd like to create something for myself. And, I've done some shorts. I worked with a guy, Chip White. You know Chip?
No. Sorry.
He's Vanna White's brother.
Vanna White's brother. Right. Vanna, of course, from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, right.
See her every night?
And so
on Wheel of Fortune. My wife loves to watch Wheel of Fortune.
It is. It's a great show. Yeah. We did a short film, and he made short films here. He's now moved to Texas.
Okay.
Producing films and stuff like that. And it was called, yes. So worked with him.
So what would you, you've been in acting your whole life.
Yes.
One form or another. If you could wave a magic wand,
yes.
What is it that you would like to do in acting? Obviously something in acting.
In acting, yeah. Well,
what would you like to do? Would you like to be the next Charlton Heston?
No, probably more likely like Charles Laughton or like Robert Duvall.
Robert Duvall?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Duvall's
one of my icons and stuff like that.
He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about him personally, but I like him when he acts.
I met him once. He was very nice. Yeah. Super
have you ever done any work with Duvall?
I have not.
No.
Although they've accidentally put my name on Open Range on Wikipedia. So people look at that and they think I worked on Open Range. But I didn't.
You didn't?
I wish I had.
Have you ever met Duvall?
I have.
You have?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, very nice guy. Met him at a screening in L.A. of, I forgot what it was. I forgot. Anyway.
So do you still have an agent, or is that bye-bye?
No, I no longer have an agent, but if something comes up, I'll work it out.
Have you ever gotten involved with, let's say, like the Rock Hill Little Theater here in Rock Hill?
No, because it's since I work at NASCAR and stuff, it's hard to do the rehearsals and stuff like that.
I got you.
And
Most of these people do that, or like you, they have other jobs. Anyway,
yeah.
There's acting opportunities, I think, around here, for sure.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously like Rock Hill.
Yeah, we enjoy ourselves. We've been here a long time, so yeah.
Oh, that's good. It's interesting for somebody who's lived in L.A.
Yeah.
I don't think I personally could ever live in a city that big. I mean, that's
You couldn't, though?
Oh, whew, no. No, thank you. No.
Where'd you start out your life?
Well, I actually started my life out in the second smallest state in the nation, Delaware.
Oh, wow.
And I grew up in a little town, it's a bigger town now called Wilmington, Delaware.
I know Wilmington, yeah. I've heard of it, yeah.
That was many, 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 many moons ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah, long time ago. Well, John, we've run out of time. I have enjoyed this half hour. I'm glad we had a chance to sit down here. You can go back and review yourself because this program will be posted online in about 20 minutes.
Super.
And you can go back and listen and say, well, I wish I had said that, or I wish Billy had told me to do this or whatever. You know.
Yeah, there you go, yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks for being here on the program today.
Thank you, Manny.
And good luck to you. And
thank you.
I'm sure we'll bump into you one day up at the NASCAR Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan. I'll say hi to Winston.
Good. Please do. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. And by Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Okay, one more time, we're going to tell everybody what the heck we do here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. It involves food. It's fresh subs, it's salads. We do it 6 days a week. Cannot get the owner to do it a seventh day. I don't know why, but he just won't do it. Doesn't listen to me. So, for the 6 days that you'll come in here, here's why you're going to come. At the count of three. Are we ready over here in the peanut gallery? We're all ready. All right, at the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Have yourself a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.